Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This city did not deserve this terrible assault on its citizens, on its peace of mind, on its sense of security. No city does. No state, no people.
Maine Governor Janet Mills confirmed the toll from the Lewiston mass shooting is 18 killed and 13 injured. Law enforcement is still looking for a person of interest. They describe 40-year-old firearms instructor Robert Card as armed and dangerous. The White House is calling on newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson to get to work and ban assault weapons. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Congress knows what would make a real difference.
It does not have to be this way. It's within Congress's power to pass legislation that will make our streets safer, that will make our community safer, that will make our schools safer.
On social media, Maine native and author Stephen King is calling for people to stop electing apologists for murder. Lawmakers joined family members of Israeli hostages on Capitol Hill to call for their release. Ruby Hen is the father of 19-year-old soldier Itai Hen, who hasn't been seen since the start of the war.
Itai is a very active kid. He plays a lot of basketball. He contributes a lot to the community. I like to hope that, like myself as a New Yorker, he has a tough New York DNA.
An estimated 220 hostages are held by Hamas, a majority of them not Israelis. Meanwhile, with Gaza's health system failing, aid groups are calling for a humanitarian ceasefire. Republican Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is moving for the censure of Michigan progressive Rashida Tlaib.
A resolution censuring Representative Rashida Tlaib for anti-Semitic activity, sympathizing with terrorist organizations, and leading an insurrection at the United States Capitol complex.
Tlaib says Greene's resolution is unhinged and Islamophobic, but it poses questions for both Democrats who've criticized Tlaib's remarks on the war and for the new Speaker of the House. With another government funding deadline in mid-November, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is telling Republicans to take the threat of a shutdown off the table.
We have never given in to any Republican extreme ransom demand in the context of a potential government shutdown. We never will. It's a futile effort.
A federal judge in Georgia has ruled the state's electoral maps broke the Voting Rights Act by diluting the power of black citizens. The state legislature now has until early December to redraw them before the court steps in. Finally, today is National Civics Day. Charlie Hyde with the Benjamin Harrison Presidential Site in Indianapolis says a civics education serves a real need, especially now.
This is all about encouraging public participation in our American system of self-government. If you understand how your government functions, then you can take a leadership role.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.